Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The duty is to intensify efforts to end the occupation, not to stop its violations. The ministers of the governments of the Islamic countries extending from Indonesia in the east to Morocco are still discussing intensifying efforts to stop the violations of the Jewish entity against our people in Palestine, whether in the West Bank or in the Gaza Strip. For this purpose, the prime ministers meet once and the foreign ministers another time, and the presidents and ministers contact each other, sometimes demanding, sometimes denouncing, and sometimes condemning. Perhaps one of them exceeded the limit set for him in condemnation to the point of threatening to cut off trade relations, as stated by Turkish officials. Perhaps some of them allowed the marches and popular demonstrations demanding an end to the aggression, and they turn a blind eye to the demands to end the occupation, knowing that these demands will not be achieved under this weak political system that does not have its own decision, as it is deprived of will. Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan communicates with his counterparts in Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, and Gambia to discuss developments of the Palestinian issue, the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, and support for the rights of the Palestinian people as part of the efforts of Islamic countries aimed at restoring the legitimate rights of the, quote, state of Palestine and its brotherly people and strengthening joint Arab and Islamic action to achieve an immediate cessation of all serious violations by the Jewish entity. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, bin Salman, made two phone calls with the Turkish and Egyptian presidents and discussed with them the need to intensify efforts to stop the attacks, violations, and escalation in Gaza and the West Bank. Before this and that, we witnessed the decisions of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Conference that was held exceptionally on October 18, 2023, which was also chaired by Faisal bin Farhan. Its decisions did not go beyond, as stated in the final statement, affirming the centrality of the Palestinian cause, supporting the rights of the Palestinian people, and calling for the establishment of the Palestinian state on the basis of, quote, international legitimacy, and calling on the United Nations and the Security Council to assume their responsibilities to stop war crimes and violations, etc. On May 16, 2024, the Arab Summit concluded in Bahrain with the same decisions, the most prominent of which are, it called for, quote, an immediate cessation of the, quote, Israeli aggression on Gaza and withdrawal of the Israeli occupation forces from all areas of the Strip. The declaration proposed, quote, the deployment of international protection and peacekeeping forces affiliated with the United Nations in the occupied Palestinian territories. It rejected any, quote, attempts at the forced displacement of the Palestinian people. It condemned the extension of, quote, Israeli operations to the southern city of Rafah and its control over the Rafah crossing. It condemned the attacks on Jordanian aid convoys and demanded an international investigation into these attacks. It called on all parties to exercise restraint and spare the region and its people the dangers of war and increased tension. It called on the United Security Council to reconsider its resolution on full recognition of the Palestinian state in its session on April 18, 2024. As they have witnessed for themselves, the ultimate goal that these people together and separately seek is the political solution that America wants and has proposed for decades as a final solution to the Palestinian issue, namely the two-state solution. On top of that, they also demand the deployment of international forces in the West Bank, and it does not occur to them to end the occupation or liberate Palestine. On the contrary, while they call for these measures and condemn the attacks, they still maintain diplomatic and trade relations and even open the borders to unprecedented support for this entity in its war and aggression and directly contribute to the war crimes it commits with the support of America and Western countries with weapons and men. This is what journalistic investigations have revealed, such as the land bridge from the Emirates through the Arabian Peninsula and Jordan directly to the entity with heavy guards and protection of trucks, ensuring that they are not exposed or affected by the popular movement that rejects this blatant betrayal. The same is true of Turkey, whose exports have continued to increase since the closure of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait and the restrictions of the passage of ships carrying goods, fuel, and weapons to the entity. The British Middle East Eye website reported data from a group of Turkish companies that continue to export to the Jewish entity through Palestinian customs, and the Turkish Exporters Assembly recorded a huge increase in exports to Palestine by 423% in the first 8 months of 2024, jumping from $77 million in the same period last year to $403 million this year. The report stated that August was particularly noteworthy as Turkish exports to Palestine increased during that month by 1,156%, rising from $10 million last year to $127 million. The examples of the treachery of these rulers are too numerous to count and too prominent to explain. We are certain that the entire Islamic Ummah disavows their treachery and realizes that their statements of denunciation and condemnation are deceptive, that what they call intensive efforts are false, and that their meetings at all levels are a failure. The Ummah realizes that their presence and power has become a matter of time, since they have no support from the people. Were it not for the remaining weak ones who still restrain the people of power and protection in the armies, or representatives and loyal politicians who will undoubtedly have a role in the desired change and support for the oppressed in Palestine and elsewhere, this will only happen on the ruins of these weak, subservient entities that obey the orders of America or Britain and fear the uprising of the people and the revolt against them after their subservience has been exposed and their flaws and weakness have become apparent, which is no longer hidden from anyone. We in Hizb al-Tahrir will not tire or become tedious of reviving the Ummah and setting it on the right path, and we will seek Nusra, support, from the people of power and protection so that they can enable the Ummah to regain its authority and pledge bay'ah, allegiance, to a righteous caliph who will rule it according to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, so that it can get rid of these agent regimes, sweep away the conspiring international system, and end injustice and aggression against the oppressed on earth. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And what is with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah, and for oppressed men, women, and children who cry out, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior. Appoint for us a helper, all by your grace. An-Nisa 75. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.